The following is a class on the Brahma Samhita, text number 29, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 8, 1968, in Los Angeles.
Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpavekanakyabhriteshu surabhiravipalayantam लक्ष्मी सहस्रशतसंभ्रमसे पुमानम् गोविन्दम् आदिपुरुषम् तमहं भजामि चिंतामणि प्रकर सद्मसु कल्पवृक्ष लक्षावृतेषु सुरभिरभिपालयन्तम्. This is the description of Krishna's abode. The Chintamani Prakara. As here we find houses are constructed of bricks. There the houses are constructed of Chintamani stone. That stone, you have heard the names. That stone, if you touch that stone into iron, the iron becomes gold. That is called philosopher's stone or touchstone. So, Chintamani, the land and the houses are made of touchstone, Chintamani, Prakara Sadmasu. Kalpavriksha, desire tree. There the trees are desire tree. Because they are all spiritual. Just like, if I ask you, please, bring me a glass of water. You can supply me. If I ask you, bring me something else, so you can bring me also. Because your spirit developed. But if I ask a tree, suppose supplying rose flower, if I ask, oh, please bring me lavender flower, it cannot. Why? Because although it's its spirit, it is not so developed. Here we see spirit, consciousness, different stages of development. That makes different status of life. And that different status of life and varieties, 8,400,000 developing. Developing means different kinds of body, just like this child. Now this child has got a certain type of body. Its consciousness is according to that body. This child, when she will be grown up, as a young girl, her consciousness will be different. The same child. So, the spirit soul is encased by this material body. And according to the body, the consciousness is different. It is very simple to understand. Take example of this child. The same child, the same spirit soul, because it is now dwelling in a different type of body, its consciousness is different than the mother's, because the mother has got a different type of body, and the child has got a different type of body. So it is not very difficult to understand that our consciousness had a different type according to the body. So you got developing this human form of life is considered to be the most advanced animal. Human beings are also called animal. According to logic, they are called rational animal. A human being is rational animal. And in the Vedas, Shastra also, they are called animal. Jantu. Jantu means animal. It is when that spiritual consciousness, that Krishna consciousness, is fully developed, full-fledged, just like a rose flower. It has got different stages. The bud stages, the second stage, the third stage, the fourth stage, and when it is the blossom flower with full fragrance and beauty and color, you like, oh, it is very nice flower. Similarly, you develop your consciousness. When it comes to the point of Krishna consciousness, fully developed, that is your perfection of life. That perfection of life is there. In the Chintamani, in the abode of Krishna, everyone, the tree, the animal, the cows, the birds, the bees, and the goddess of fortunes, they are called all the omen there, they are called goddess of fortune. Every woman is goddess of fortune. So there men are very beautiful, women are very beautiful, many, many thousand times are beautiful. These are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But the men are attracted. But there is so much attraction for Krishna Kirtan that both men and women forget of anything of sex life. It is so nice, so attractive, that they have no more attraction for sex life. There is embracing, there is kissing, everything is there, but there is no sex life, because they have got another thing, parang drishtani vartate, so sublime, so sweet, so transcendental, that they are simply absorbed in Krishna thought. That is Krishna consciousness, perfection of Krishna consciousness. So, Chintamani, they are the trees. They have accepted the form of trees willingly. I like to serve Krishna as a plant. I like to serve Krishna as a tree. I like to serve Krishna as this or that. So everything is there. Just like this calf is loving Krishna in his own way. And Krishna is also embracing, yes, responding. Not that because it is calf animal, Krishna is neglecting. No. Krishna reciprocates his love. As you love him, so he also reciprocates. Jijathamang prapadyante tanasukha iva bhajam maham. Everyone is loving Krishna in different stages. And the response is there also by Krishna. So when you are full-fledged Krishna conscious, that is your perfection of life. So that can be seen in the transcendental abode of Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka Vrindavan, that Goloka Vrindavan is descended with Krishna. When Krishna comes within this universe, his Goloka Vrindavan also comes with him. Just like when the king goes somewhere, his all staff, his secretary, his military commander, his this, that, everyone goes with him. Similarly, when Krishna comes on this planet, all his paraphernalia, entourage, everyone comes to display, to attract us, that you are after this, you want to love. Here you see in Vrindavan how everything is based on love. There is nothing else. They do not know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They don't care to know it. But their natural affection and love is so intense for Krishna that they cannot think anything else except Krishna 24 hours. That is Krishna consciousness. The boys, cowherds boys, they go with Krishna in the forest with the cows. The whole day they enjoy company of Krishna. When they come home, at night as they are speaking with their mother, "Mother, Krishna is so wonderful. He met, there was a gigantic demon. He came, he was devouring us, and Krishna killed him." The mother said, "Krishna is, I know, very wonderful demon." That's all. They do not care whether Krishna is God or anything. But Krishna is very wonderful. Whenever there is some danger, they come to Krishna. There was heavy rainfall. They all came, all the villagers came to Krishna. "Krishna, what is to be done?" And Krishna said, "All right." I said, "Do." He was only 6 or 7 years old, a boy. He lifted the whole hill and made it an umbrella. Made it an umbrella. So, this is Krishna love. Krishna love. They do not know Krishna, whether Krishna is God. They don't care to know. Brahma. No. Krishna is our lovable object. Everyone. The animals, the birds, the beasts, the flower, the land. Everyone loves Krishna. The gopis, they are thinking always, Krishna. Krishna has gone to the forest. His soul is so soft. How he is traveling on the ground, which is full of so many particles of stone, and must be giving him pain. So they are thinking at home and becoming so sorry, crying, "Oh, Krishna, must be very painful in this way." That is their thought, you see. Say, animals also, they are also thinking of Krishna. Every cow had a different name. And as soon as Krishna is called by the name, just like this calf is there, and the animal will come and with so ecstasy that milk will drop on the ground. When the cow is very jubilant, milk automatically comes. These descriptions are there. Govindamadi purisamitavam. Very natural life, village life. Krishna is not interested with industry or this or that. Simply village life. The cows, the trees, nice land, nice Jamuna river, innocent cowherds, boys, innocent cowherd, I will say girls, and their father, their mother. This is called Braja. Very natural life. Chintamani prakara sadamasu kalpa vrikhalakhya vitesu suravi ravipalayantam. And Krishna is very fond of herding cows. What kind of cows? Suravi. Suravi means they are also spiritual cows. You can take as much milk as you like and as many times. There is no limit. Spiritual means unlimited. Everything is unlimited. Here you can milk a cow once in a day or twice in a day, and that is also limited supply. But there is no limit of supply. Suravi. And Lakshmi sahasra shata sambhrama sevamanam. Lakshmi, the gopis, they are all goddess of fortune. What are these gopis? What are these cows? They are expansion of Krishna. They are not different from Krishna. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhamita bhi stabhi eva nijarupa taya kalabhi goloka eva nivasatya khilatma bhuto govindamadi purusam tamaham bhajam. You read Brahma Sangita very carefully. These descriptions are there. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita. These cows, these gopis, these trees, this land, this house, this father, mother, friend, everyone, they are expansion of Krishna. They are not different from Krishna. Expansion. Ananda chinmaya rasa. The Krishna's body is Sachidananda vigraha, full bliss, full knowledge and eternal. And these cows, friends, land, trees, everything, they are all expansion. That is tested also here. When Brahma was illusion, that how is that? My Lord Krishna has come on this earthly planet as a cowherd boy, he is playing. Let me see whether he is Krishna. So he stole all the cows, all the cowherds, boy, everything. And again, when Brahma came, he saw that everything is there. Although the stolen cows and boys were sleeping within a cave, but Krishna has got full expansion on. Then he could understand that he is the Supreme Lord himself. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva abhisishyate. Krishna is so full, that is mentioned in the Vedas, that the Supreme Absolute Truth is so full that if you take even the full from the full, still he is full. Here, if you take $100, and if you take $100, there is zero. But in the spiritual world, if you take $100 from $100, the $100 is still there. So Krishna is so full. So as we make advancement in spiritual knowledge, we can understand what is spiritual life. But if we meditate means if we think over what is actually spiritual life, we can understand. That consciousness, this consciousness, purification of consciousness and make the consciousness full with Krishna thought, that will make you advance in spiritual life. So, that day we are discussing, what is my expected, about Prahlad Maharaj. So, Prahlad Maharaj is humbly presenting himself that great personalities and demigods like Brahma and the Siddhas with eight kinds of perfection, material perfection, and there are many others, varieties of people and living entities there are within this universe. And when Nrisimhadev was there, everyone came to see from every planet. So Prahlad Maharaj, he thought that how can I please the Lord while Brahma and so many great personalities have failed. Therefore, he concludes like this. What is that? Manne dhanadhi janarupa tapasutauja teja prabhava balapaurasa buddhi yoga naradhanaya bhavanti parasya punso bhaktya tutosa bhagavan gajajutapaya. is concluding like this, that because all these great personalities have failed to pacify the Lord, therefore I can conclude in this way, manne. Manne means I can conclude. What is that? The dhanavi jana rupa sutas. Dhanavi jana rupa tapas sutauja. The dhana, dhana means riches, wealth. Abhijana, abhijana means aristocracy. Dhana, abhijana, rupa, rupa means beauty. These are material assets. If you are born in an aristocratic family, in a rich family, you have got 12 secretaries and you cannot be seen. You have to arrange with the secretaries for 12 days, and then you can be permitted. Just like if you want to see the president, you have to arrange for 3 months, or still he will be refused. But this is called aristocracy. So aristocracy, at the present moment, if you somehow or other, you can accumulate some wealth, you become aristocrat. Formerly, that was not the process. Aristocracy means, just like aristocracy of Brahmins, that is a qualitative distinction. Satta, samas, dama, saucha, arjava. So formerly it was calculated whether you belong to high class family by your quality. At the present moment in this age, there is no question whether actually you are born in an aristocratic family. Simply if you have got money, you will be considered as aristocratic. So dhana, wealth, abhijan. Actually, aristocratic family means they have got riches. Dhana, abhijana and rupa. Rupa means beauty. These things are specially mentioned here because riches, wealth, or birth in aristocratic or in a very respectable family, and beauty, these things are achieved as a result of pious activities. They are not a result of ordinary activities. So, dhana, jana, abhijana, rupa, tapa. Tapa means austerity. That's like, Lord Buddha, he was prince, therefore he was very rich, and he was born in a royal family, therefore aristocracy. And because he was a kshatriya, and Buddha, Lord Buddha was kshatriya, so he was very, kshatriyas are very beautiful, especially. And I have several times mentioned that these European stock, they belong to the kshatriya, according to Mahabharata. So, rupa, so Lord Buddha was aristocratic, wealthy and beautiful, and later on he took to meditation. That is called tapasya, tapa. Tapa means accepting some voluntary tribulation for higher advancement of life. That is called tapasya. So this human form of life is meant for tapasya, tapa. That is mentioned. That is the special qualification. Not to spoil this life in sense gratification, but for tapasya. See, Krishna consciousness movement is educating people to accept this tapasya. Not, even if you have got wealth, opulence, even if you are very beautiful, even if you are born in very high family or in the family of great nation, and still, if there is no tapasya, it is impure. It is impure. So tapa. Manne dhana vijana rupa tapa sutauja. And sutauja means education. Education. Highly educated. Tapas sutauja stija prabhava. If one has got all these paraphernalia, wealth, aristocracy, beauty, austerity, penance, just like Lord Buddha had, then he gets some strength, teja, teja, some influence, so teja. And teja prabhava, prabhava influence, teja strength or power, teja prabhava bala, bodily strength, paurusha. Paurusha means, what is called, if a man becomes very great by his own endeavor, what is the one word? Paurusha. In English, what is that one word? Just like you have got in your country somebody, just like Ford, he began his business very poor but became very rich man.
Self-made.
Self-made, yes. That is called Paurusha. And Buddhi Yoga. Buddhi Yoga, very intelligent, highly intellectual. These are all material qualities. These are very nice, to have great wealth, to have nice beautiful body, to have education, to have strength, influence, and bodily strength, and self-made, famous, so many things, they're all material. So Prahlad Maharaj says that these material assets are not fit for pleasing the Supreme Personality of God. He is nullifying that you nobody should think that just like generally rich people, they think these boys, they are poor boys, they are now chanting Hare Krishna and begging something. So, because they are poor, they require God's name. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says if one is very rich, or very powerful, or born of a very aristocratic family, very influential, they are practically a disqualification for Krishna consciousness. Because they are very much proud. They are very much proud. And this line is for the humble and meek. That is also accepted by Lord Jesus Christ. The only the humble and meek. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore teaches us, Trinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna. Who is fit for chanting Hare Krishna? He is giving the definition. What is that? Trinadapi sunichena. Humbler than the grass. You know the grass, everyone is trampling over the grass. But it does not protest. Alright. So Trinadu Vishnu, one has to be humbler than the grass. And Tarorupi Sahishnana. Tarorupi Sahishnana means Taro means trees. Trees are very tolerant. Example of tolerance. Standing thousands of years, senseless, does not protest. You are cutting, does not protest. You are taking fruits, does not protest. Still, it is giving you shelter. When there is rain, there is scorching heat, you take shelter underneath the tree. It does not say, oh, you man, you cut me, you take my fruits, you take my branches, take my leaves. Why you have come here to take shelter underneath? No. Come on. Please sit down. Let's see how much tolerance. These things are to be learned. How? By nature study you can become very educated. Tinadavisunechena tarorapi sahisuna. Omanina manadena. For personal self, he is denying all kinds of respectful obeisance. But to others, he will give all respectful obeisance. Amanina, manadena, kirtana, such mentality. Now, how it is possible to become like that? That is not possible to learn artificially. That I am trying to become more humbler or tolerant than the tree. No, it should be by scientific understanding of my constitutional position. What is my constitutional position? This gigantic body, I am not this body. What I am? I am spirit soul. And what is the measurement of spirit soul? The measurement of spirit soul is 1/10,000 part of the top portion of your hair, tip of the hair. So actually, I am smaller than the grass. Artificially, I may have the body of an elephant. But I am not this body. My position is, I am atomic spirit soul. If you understand, in other words, if I am convinced, these things automatically develop in you. Tinadavi sunechena taro. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches that you become humbler than the grass, tolerant than the tree, not artificially, but by pure understanding of your constitutional position. So all these material qualifications are due to this body. So this bodily qualification are not competent enough to approach the Supreme Absolute Truth. Your spiritual qualification, that spiritual, therefore, what is that spiritual qualification? That is stated by Prahlad Maharaj. That manne dhanabijana rupa tapasuto ujastija prabhava balapaurusa buddhi yoga naradhanaya bhavanti parasya pumso. Parasya pumso means the Supreme Transcendental Personality. If you want to please that Supreme Personality of Godhead, then all these material qualification and assets cannot help you. Then what can help me? That is say, bhaktya, that is devotion. The spiritual activity means devotional activity. Bhaktya to those. If you want, that is also accepted in Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, bhaktya mam abhijanati. Bhaktya, simply by devotional service one can understand me. In another place, Krishna says, manusanam sahasreshu kaschit jatatishit. Out of many millions and billions of persons, one become interested for spiritual perfection. And jatatam api siddhyanam kaschit vetimantat. And out of many such persons who are trying to have spiritual perfection of life, out of them, somebody may be knowing me perfectly. To know Krishna is not easy job. But it is easier, that is stated, bhaktya mam abhijanati. If you engage yourself in these Krishna consciousness activities, very quickly you will understand. So, Prahlad Maharaj confirms this statement that naradhanaya bhavanti parasapunsa. If you want to please satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, don't count upon your material assets. you have to take to the spiritual process. Bhaktya, bhakti, devotion and service. Then you can understand. So now, those who have got these material assets, just like I have come to your country, you have got much material assets. Everything you have got. All these things explained here. Dhana, jana, vijana, everything. That if you apply these things to Krishna consciousness, then all these material assets become spiritualized. Nidbande Krishna sambandhe jukta vairagya mucchate. If you dovetail this, then your opportunity is very simple. You can very easily engage these things. You don't condemn anything. Engage anything. Everything to Krishna consciousness. That is the formula given by our Rupa Goswami. Then, prapunchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastu. The Mayavadi philosophers, they say that this material world is false and brahma-satta and the Supreme Spirit is truth, supreme truth. So brahma-satta jagan-mithya. But we say that the jagat, this material world, is not false, it is temporary. But so long it is under my control, if I can utilize it for Krishna consciousness, then these material assets can also help me. Very nice. So we have to know the techniques, how to engage everything in Krishna consciousness. So in any circumstances, we can cultivate this bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness. It is not hampering. Savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti yadagas. Simply we have to know the techniques, how to apply it for Krishna consciousness. Then everything will be perfect. So this is the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj, that only by your devotional service, material assets as it is, you cannot achieve spiritual perfection. But if you are developed, if you have developed your devotional spirit, love of God, sacrifice everything for Krishna, apply everything for Krishna, that will help you advance in Krishna consciousness and go back to Godhead, go back to home. Thank you. Any question?
Compared to the spiritual master, there's a verse that the spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Is the mercy that is always extended to the fallen souls the opportunity to serve Krishna? And is that where all the bliss comes from also?
Yeah. Just like the sunlight. Sunlight is free. It is open for everyone. But if you block your room, you don't like to see the sunlight, so how the sunlight can help you? You have to come to this open sunlight. Then it is free. You can enjoy. Similarly, Krishna's mercy is open. It is not that Krishna's mercy is somewhere very prolific and somewhere it is very miserly. No. It is everywhere the same. But it is the recipient who can receive this Krishna's mercy. So, persons who are in love with Krishna, they can receive Krishna's mercies very profusely. Otherwise, Krishna's mercy is open for everyone. But if you, place stumbling blocks in understanding Krishna, just like the yogis, the jnanins, they like to speculate. Krishna says that I am here. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the source of everything. Matta paratara nasti. There is nothing superior or greater than me. But these people will still speculate to know. So what Krishna can do? Here is Krishna, here is the Supreme Absolute Truth, presenting Himself, showing Himself, exhibiting Himself, and everything is there, complete, but still, they will not, just like the owls, as soon as there is daytime, they will hide. Like this. It's determined not to see sunlight. So these rascals, they will not see Krishna. So what Krishna, poor Krishna will do? Krishna will never force, because he has given him independence. Is it? So he will not touch upon your independence. Then what is the meaning of independence? If I give you something, and if I take it away, then what is the meaning of giving? When I have given you, it is your property. So Krishna has given you independence. So, you can misuse your independence. When Krishna says, I am here, you are searching, people are saying, can you show me God? And if I say, here is God, you see? It is not God. He wants to see something gigantic. The gigantic also Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna. So, everything is there, but I am thinking otherwise. I am hiding from the sunlight. So sunlight is profuse, it is everywhere. The same sunlight in the northern portion of the earth, it is not so prominent. In the southern portion, it is very prominent. Does it mean the sun exhibits very prominently in some portion of the earth and in some portion of the earth? No, he is far away from the earth. It is the condition of the special place that sunlight is not seen. So, according to Vedic literature, places which are always overcast with clouds, no sunshine, they're condemned places. Condemned places. The people there are considered sinful, where there is no much sunshine. Nature's law, there will be less sunshine. Similarly, those who are sinful, they cannot understand Krishna. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesamantagatam papam. One who is completely liberated from all sinful activities. Jesamantagatam papam. Jananam punyakarmana. Persons who have simply acted piously. Te dandamahonin mukta. They become free from the duality. Bhajante maṁ dhirabhrata and accept Krishna with fond faith and divorce his life for his service. Krishna consciousness is not for ordinary persons. But if one seeing that my other brother is in Krishna consciousness, is enjoying, let me also. He is also fortunate. Immediately he becomes fortunate. If he has got little sense, it is very difficult, but very easy also. The easiest. Let me take the Krishna. Just like Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanavanta Gyanavan Mahang Prapadvat. After many, many births of cultivation of knowledge, one, when he is fully in knowledge, then he surrenders unto me. How? Vasudeva Sarvami. Krishna is everything. Vasudeva. Samahatma Sudhullava. Such kind of great soul is very rare to be seen. Now, if you are intelligent, if you can understand that simply by surrendering one becomes a very great soul and they are very rare, why not surrender immediately? That is intelligence. If this is the process of highest perfection, why not do it immediately? A little intelligence. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna je bhaje seva rachat. Only the first-class intelligent man can become in Krishna consciousness. Not the rascals and fools. They cannot. A little intelligence required. So it is very easy, but it is very difficult for all rascals and fools. Now, why I am saying rascals and fools? I am not saying. Krishna says, Abhijananti mana mūḍhā. Mūḍhā means rascals and fools. Manasim tanu āsita. Param bhāva majānanta. Mama bhūta maheśvaram. These rascals and fools, they do not know what is the background of my personality. They do not know. So, it is by fortune, good association, but this fortune can be immediately achieved by association of Krishna Bhakta. Devotees of Krishna, therefore you have formulated this society for Krishna consciousness. If anyone joins this society, very quickly he becomes Krishna conscious. Without any previous qualifications. Simply by association and trying to follow the principles very quickly. So Krishna is open for everyone as the sunshine is for everyone. But we have got independence. If you like, you can go to the sunshine, or you may block our room and windows and keep ourselves in darkness. So Krishna's mercy is for everyone, not that for a particular person. But a special mercy is for those who are engaged in Krishna consciousness. That is said. Samoham sarva-bhūtesu name deshasthinapriya. He is not envious to anyone. Neither somebody is especially favorable. But he says, jitu bhajanti māna prithya. One who is engaged in my service with love and affection, I am specially inclined. That is natural. That is nature. The father loves the child loves the father. If many child playing in the street, if there is some accident, and if the father goes and protects his own child, particularly, neglecting other children, that is not his fault. That is natural. Similarly, one who is engage in Krishna's service with faith and love. For him, a special attention, and that is not partiality. That is not partiality. But that special favor is there. Yes?
Suppose someone is firmly convinced that Krishna consciousness is the only thing that will save him, but yet he still has inclinations toward material activities. Will Krishna force him, in this case, to become completely surrendered?
Yes. He puts the devotee in such a way that he is obliged to become Krishna consciousness fully. Naturally, because we are materially associated for so many lives, so even though we are trying to become fully Krishna conscious, so our material attachment sometimes drag us. But if we are very strongly Krishna conscious, so these attachments will be taken away by Krishna. That is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasyavani grinhami harise tad dhanam sanam. I think I have personally that experience. Yes. And I was not inclined to come to this life. But Krishna has forced me. That is a special favor. I am now understanding. Yes. Krishna is very intelligent. So, if we foolishly want something other than Krishna, He makes us forgetful of so such nonsense. That is Krishna's special thing.
How many brahmachari channel his sex desire in serving Krishna, that energy that he can control, which is going into his sexual desires? How many channel that into using that energy for Krishna?
Sex desire is not unnatural, but you can utilize your sex desire for Krishna's service. You can produce Krishna conscious children. So, we don't prohibit. Our process is that everything should be in the service of Krishna. The others, they are producing children like cats and dogs. If you produce children, Krishna consciousness, the face of the world will change. Yes. So, sex desire is not unnatural. That is natural. Just like to become hungry. So hungry means it is healthy life. But it is the thing what you are eating. That is the thing. That will be considered whether you will keep yourself healthy or you will become diseased. That if you feel hunger, that is not unnatural. Similarly, if you feel sex desire, that is not unnatural. That is natural. But you have to utilize, that is restraint of the Shastra. The Shastra Vidhi Musaj. What Shastra says, how we shall utilize. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that the regulative way of sex life, myself, he says, I am. The sex life is not condemned. But one should know that why I shall use my sex life. If it is used for Krishna's purpose, then I shall use, otherwise I will not. That is Krishna consciousness. Just like Vasudeva and Devaki in their previous life, Satarupa and other name, I just forget. The husband and wife, after marriage, they began to prosecute tapasya. What was the tapasya? That if we can get Krishna as our child, then we'll have sex life, otherwise not. Otherwise we'll go on tapasya. So, when for many thousands of years they underwent tapasya, Krishna came, what do you want? And they said that I want a child like you. Then we can have our marital life, otherwise we shall go on tapasya. So, alright, but there is no proxy of me, then I shall become your child. And then they agreed to become father and mother. Pitana sasya, janani na sasya. The Bhagavad says one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a spiritual master, and one should not become a friend, one should not become a husband, in so many lists. Who? One who cannot deliver. He is dependent from the impending clutches of death. Namo chayeja samupita mrittum. This life and death, perpetual change of body, this is going on. 8,400,000 of species of life. And people are suffering. The living entities are engaged and suffering. So, a Krishna conscious father and mother should be determined that we shall beget children in such a way that this life will be the end of his change of body. This life he will be liberated, that's all. That is Krishna consciousness, sex life. I shall take care of my children in such a way that no more he will come back again in the womb of mother. He will be liberated. Go back to God. So, chant Hare Krishna.